Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Thomas HUBL's Healing Collective Trauma. So Sophie, I have to ask, before we started this one, did you ever think about the idea that we might be carrying trauma that isn't even ours?
Oh, absolutely, Sam. I mean, I've heard of generational trauma, but this book takes it to a whole other level. HUBL argues that the great crises of our time, political polarization, ecological destruction, social injustice, are all symptoms of one underlying disease, the unprocessed pain of our collective past. It's a wild idea, but he makes it so compelling.
Right? And he starts with this concept of the collective trauma field. It's not some mystical thing, but an actual invisible cloud of unresolved emotional energy that exists between people and generations. When something horrible happens, the people involved can't process it, so the energy gets frozen and passed down.
Exactly. It's like a psychic inheritance. A grandchild of a Holocaust survivor might carry this deep anxiety about scarcity without any direct experience of the camps. Or a descendant of slave owners might inherit a sense of guilt or a blind spot to racism. The field operates below our conscious awareness, shaping how we see the world.
That part got me, honestly. He connects it to epigenetics and neurobiology. Trauma can actually alter gene expression, making future generations more prone to stress and anxiety. And if a parent is dissociated or hypervigilant because of their own unhealed trauma, they can't offer their child the calm presence they need to develop healthily.
So the cycle just keeps going. And HUBL says this field is maintained by three forces: silence, which prevents the story from being told, shame, which isolates us, and fragmentation, which splits our awareness away from the pain. It creates a system of forgetting where the past isn't really past.
Yeah, and the healing isn't about changing what happened. It's about completing an incomplete process. And the first step is something he calls presence. It's not just being calm. It's an active, embodied capacity to be fully here with an open heart, without being overwhelmed by the past.
Presence is the container for healing. When we're truly present, we start to notice the subtle signals of the trauma field in ourselves, a tightness in the chest, a wave of sadness, a flash of anger. Those aren't just personal emotions, they're entry points into the larger collective field.
And that's where the metabolizing comes in. It's like digestion. The collective psyche has to digest traumatic experiences to integrate their lessons and release the toxic charge. But it's not just inner work. It's also about outer connection. You can't do this alone.
Right. The heart of his work is that collective trauma must be healed collectively. You need relational containers or healing spaces where people can come together to witness shared wounds. Imagine a descendant of a colonizer and a descendant of the colonized sitting together and feeling the weight of that shared history. That's powerful.
And he's not sugarcoating it either. He says this work takes immense courage. You have to be willing to feel the pain that our culture has spent centuries avoiding. He calls it going into the inner Auschwitz, or the inner plantation, the place within all of us that holds the echoes of the worst atrocities.
And he's careful to say that the perpetrator and the victim are two poles of the same traumatic relationship. The perpetrator is also wounded, dissociated from their humanity. Healing requires holding both with compassion, not to excuse the actions, but to understand the systemic forces. That's how we break the cycle of revenge.
He also applies this lens to our current crises, especially the ecological emergency. Our disconnection from nature, our relentless consumption, that's a symptom of collective dissociation. We treat the planet like a traumatized person might treat their own body as an object to control. Healing our relationship with the earth is tied to healing ourselves.
And that's the radical responsibility part. He says we're all responsible for the collective trauma field, not because we're guilty of the past, but because we're the only ones who can heal it now. We are the ancestors of the future. The work we do today will determine what our descendants inherit.
I love that framing. It turns the suffering of history into a sacred task. The pain we carry isn't a sign of brokenness. It's a doorway to deeper humanity. By holding it with awareness, we transform it into wisdom and connection. We become more whole, and that contributes to the healing of the whole.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
The ghost of the past isn't a monster to fear, but a wounded ancestor calling for our attention. When we finally turn around and listen, the haunting can cease.
That's the promise, not erasing the past, but transforming it into life-giving energy for the future. We'll see you in the next one.